Houdat Nation and the favorites from the Hoosier State locked in a tight one heading to the second half.
Well, Jim, a lot of teams, when they play the Colts, they like to defer just so they don't have to face this situation where Peyton Manning gets the football in the second half after he's gone in and looked at all those pictures you see him looking at every time he comes off the field.
Onside kick to start the second half.
We started working on that kick with Thomas Morstead in December, thinking that we'll put some more tools in his tool belt for the playoffs. And he picked it up really well, a very talented player who also kicked field goals and kicked off in college. So it was not hard for Thomas to learn that kick.
You know, he kind of had played around with it and had worked it and worked it and worked it. And so we knew that he was able to kick it, but it's kind of difficult to practice, particularly down there. But yeah, we did the situation with a full team, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 10 times maybe, but certainly more, it was really his kick more than anything.
So we saw film on it. I maybe practiced it once that week, and then we didn't really practice the whole bye week leading up to the Super Bowl, so just really the week of the Super Bowl.
Welcome to Sun Life Stadium. The conditions ideal. It's clear. We expect the temperatures to settle somewhere in the 50s and just very light winds. That's it. Maybe it's favorable conditions for these two high-powered attacks to really get in the gear here tonight. The third down play. Manning's going to the end zone. And the goal is called. Touchdown, Indianapolis. Pierre Garçon.
When you get to that position, you're in the Super Bowl. I just remember all of a sudden, bam, the first half's over, and I knew we were in a great opportunity to do what we wanted to do, but it went by very quickly.
And Harley is good again. As time runs out on the first half, Saints own that quarter and come up with two field goals. So much for the high-scoring game we thought we might have here.
Going into the locker room during a Super Bowl, Coach Payton went up to Coach Mack and said, we're starting the second half with the onside kick.
He said he's going to call it. And Coach Payton notoriously is as confident and as cocky as he want to be.
You know, this is something that we've game planned. It's an executed play. And so, yeah, we pretty much knew that we were going to run that coming out of half.
When Coach comes in and says that, you know, it's 10-6 at the halftime, everyone was confident, and we definitely had a risky group that liked to take risks. But at the same time, there probably was definitely some uncertainty.
We told Thomas Morstead that. Thomas Morstead sat in his locker with his helmet on, his chin strap buckled, and didn't move for 30 minutes.
I definitely my heart was racing, and John Carney was consoling me in the locker room, you know, telling me it was going to be all right and trying to pump me up a little bit.
We checked with him from time to time if he was okay. We couldn't tell if he was comatose or in shock, but he would nod. He wouldn't speak. He just nodded that he was okay.
At halftime, instead of being 12 minutes, I think it's like 36 minutes or something. And so the Who are like rocking in the background, and I'm, you know, panicked out of my mind.
But I think coming out of the locker room was the biggest thing. I think as players was, you know, you're keeping the biggest secret at this moment. You know, you're trying to hide that. And as a player, you're almost like, man, I can't give anything away. You know, and I think everyone probably felt the same way because you're getting ready. You know what's going to happen. And no one else knows. So there's only, you know, maybe 70 guys in the world that, you know, and you have to keep this a secret.
I was warming up how I normally would, and my buddy had just been drafted by the Colts that year. It was their punter and kickoff specialist. So we were warming up next to each other, and I last thing I said to him before we kind of went to our sidelines was, you know, tell your returner not to even bother bringing it out. It's going to be out the end zone, something like that. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, let's see what happens.
Steps into the football, and it's an onside kick. And it's going to be covered up by Chris Reese, I believe. He had it momentarily. They're still fighting for it. No indication as yet.
And the Saints football, they recover the onside kick.
What a fearless start to the second half.
Really unbelievable decision by Sean Payton.
He went out there and performed it perfectly. We recover the kick and get another possession.
We knew we had to steal a possession. If Peyton Manning would have gotten that ball at the 40-yard line going in, would have scored, would have put him up 17-6. That's hard to come back from.
First thing I do remember was Jonathan Casillas coming from our right side to the left all the way across. He's really the hero of the play. Chris Reese did recover it, but Jonathan Casillas ran all the way across and like speared some guy that was trying to take that ball from Chris. And if you watch the replay, you can see him come in and just hit this guy perfect. And Chris will tell you he kind of had the ball lodged between his legs and had a hold of it, but he didn't have it, you know, into his chest.
Jonathan's a key guy on that play. His ability to go in there, and we've always really challenged our players anytime there's a scrum like that. You know, you have to be in the fray.
It was on after that. It was on. So it was almost like a Saints home game. I just remember that too, because our section was, I guess, more of that. It just felt like a home game.
Everybody was just crazy. It was just unbelievable. But that's what you got to do to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, Sean Payton knew how to step up to the plate.
Hartley kicks 3 field goals of over 40 yards. Never been done before in a Super Bowl. We do the onside kick. I mean, that's crazy.
You know, I still don't believe it happened. I keep saying that. I still don't believe it happened, but it did.
It definitely changed the momentum because I think from there on out, we knew we were going to win.
We knew that it was our time. But when he came out, when Chris Reese came out with that ball, we're like, yeah, it's not going to happen today, Indianapolis. Sorry.
Set up screen to Thomas. Inside the 10, Thomas weaving at the 5, and he's in, and the Saints have taken the lead of the Super Bowl. Second and goal. This time, they've got the catch and the touchdown. Jeremy Shockey. Picked off. Look out. Gets past Manning, and it's Tracy Porter taking it all the way. Touchdown, New Orleans. Fourth and goal. Manning. Incomplete. The Saints are going to do it. A franchise that was born 8 months after the first Super Bowl game. They struggled for years. They have been the full embodiment of their community. A sign of hope. Through the Saints, they sought respect. And I tell you, Mardi Gras is about to break out here in Miami.
But it was unbelievable. And you could see that, I mean, the way the city just was unbelievable. I mean, the way they, what happened after when they won the game and the people that turned out was just colossal. That'll never happen again, I don't think.
For me, as a specialist, anytime I feel that sort of pressure or anxiety to perform, I can go back to that time and say, I've done it in the most heated of times. And it gives you a kind of a positive calm about whatever you're about to do, because you know you came through in the biggest moment ever.
That was a special time. That was a special team. It was a special season. Was it a big play? Sure, but doggone, Porter's play was big, and Lance Moore's two-point play was big, and we are a team, and it's the ultimate team sport, so we're just happy that we had the ability to contribute in our way to help us win a world championship, because we'll, you know, that's never can be taken away, so that's all special for all of us, not just that one play.